First question. I'm going to read the question and then announce the order for the answer. While progress has been made, gang activities continue to impact crime rates and safety concerns in many areas of Long Beach. How will you, as the city prosecutor, maximize the effectiveness of anti-gang programs and reduce the negative impact gangs have in Long Beach? And that's Doug and then Rosemary.
And at 30 seconds, I get a red flag.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have explained that. The candidates get yellow at 30 seconds left and red when they're supposed to stop.
So red means stop. First of all, thank you for having me here. It's an honor and a privilege to serve as the Long Beach City Prosecutor, and it's an honor and a privilege to be here tonight. My office has addressed the gang problem in Long Beach unlike any other time in the city's history. For the last 4 years, gang injunction arrests have increased 760%, from 35 a year to 269 a year. At the same time, we've seen violent crime in Long Beach drop to an all-time low, 41-year low, since they started taking statistics in Long Beach. According to the FBI, at least, well, on an average, 48% of all violent crime is gang-related. So we know that focusing on gangs is going to make a dent in our violent crime problem. Long Beach has had violent crime and has had gang activity for many years. It goes back generations. It's not going to go away tomorrow. There is no one thing that Long Beach can do to eliminate gang activity. But there's a lot of things we can do to reduce it. In addition to an aggressive gang suppression effort, the city of Long Beach is also very involved in intervention. We're not going to arrest our way out of our gang problem. There has to be a multi-prong attack on the gang problem here in Long Beach. I'm very proud of what my office has done by putting together a gang prevention strategy that has become a model for other prosecutors. We were recognized last year by Neighborhoods USA at the same conference in which another neighborhood group that's here tonight won an award for having the best newsletter. My office received an award for having one of America's best neighborhood programs. I'm very proud of what we've done, but it's not my office by itself. In partnership with the school district and the police department, we're engaging the community unlike ever before, and I know that with your help we can make further strides and improve the quality of life in Long Beach and reduce the gang impact. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Rosemary?
Thank you. Of course, the problem of gangs concerns everyone in the community, and I must give credit to Mr. Hobart's office. He's made very, very effective use of the gang injunctions that were set into place by Tom Reeves' administration and that I have seen operate very effectively in the city of Los Angeles. The city of L.A. was one of the pioneering administrations and prosecutor's office that created the idea of gang injunctions, which means that we go to a civil court and we enumerate all the folks that we know are members of gangs, and we identify them by name, and we use a court order to prevent them from congregating and acting in concert. And that has been a very, very effective way of reducing gang activity by simply not permitting them to be gangs. In order to use it most effectively, you have to have police officers that are trained as gang experts so that they can identify the individuals that are of concern in the community, so that they can come to court and explain to the judges why it is that those individuals have to have their liberty curtailed and their movements monitored so that we can keep gang activity suppressed. So certainly, as city prosecutor, I would continue this great work because it's been an effective tool. It's been proven by Mr. Hobart's administration. It's been proven by the City of Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. And I would personally make sure that we give the police department the resources to hire police officers and train police officers specifically for gang enforcement and suppression. And I look forward to working with the police department and the specialized gang units in order to continuing this good work. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, question number two. Code enforcement is not always effective at dealing with problem properties before they negatively impact adjacent residents. What will you do as prosecutor to ensure code enforcement is a priority, and how might the city improve the code enforcement process under your guidance? And that's for Rosemary and then Doug.
Okay. Thank you. And that is an especially big problem now, as unfortunately due to the economic downturn, we are left with a lot of foreclosed and vacant properties. So what we have to ensure that, one, the code enforcement officers from the police department are out there making rounds and checking on which properties are vacant, which properties are starting to look depressed. You need to look for those problem areas very soon and get on them very quickly. And then we have to have workers in the city prosecutor's office, not necessarily attorneys at this point, to follow up who's responsible for that property, who's going to be paying the taxes, and who should be cited. And then we should make very strategic and precise use of issuing citations up to the point of charging misdemeanor charges in order to force property owners and those responsible for those properties to bring their houses and properties into code and then relieve the blight on the neighborhoods. And we also should have a public awareness program so that people in the neighborhood, people who live next door and across the street from these blighted properties, know exactly who it is that they need to call and that they get responded to promptly, and so that their needs are understood and resolved.
Thank you. And Doug?
Thank you. This is an area that I'm fairly well known for. Not only have I served as the city prosecutor elected here in Long Beach, but prior to my being the city prosecutor here, I served as a contract city prosecutor for a number of other cities. I've been a featured speaker at the Code Enforcement Officers Association's statewide conference. And there's a lot of problems that can be addressed at the lowest stages. Administrative citations are issued directly by city workers to people who are in violation of codes. But sometimes you need to be aggressive and you need criminal prosecution to ensure the attention of the property owner is directed properly at the problem. What I find is that when I handle a case, and I do handle code enforcement cases personally in my office, I handle them in court, and I meet with the defendants outside of court prior to bringing a case, they hear the seriousness of these cases. It's extremely important that these cases get addressed immediately, because if you're familiar with the broken window theory, you know that a relatively minor problem, a minor issue of blight, if it is not addressed quickly, will grow. One broken window on a house becomes broken windows on the houses down the street. Blight, once it's created in a neighborhood, is very difficult and very expensive to reverse. Once a community, once a neighborhood goes downhill and a whole community goes downhill, it takes millions of dollars and many years to turn that community around. It is far more important to address that problem from the beginning. One of the first things my office did, if you remember, we prosecuted a property owner, 25-count misdemeanor complaint for converting warehouses into housing without any city permits. Within 10 days, she had converted it back. That's the kind of action that's necessary. Swift action sends a very powerful message to people who otherwise would become slumlords in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Rosemary, next time, could you hold the mic a little closer?
Oh, sure.
Had a comment from the sound guy.
All right, thank you.
Okay, question number three. What do you feel are the two most important issues facing the city prosecutor's office, and how do you plan to address those if elected? Doug, and then Rosemary.
The two most important issues are budget and budget. And I'm actually very serious. I think the most serious problem that our city faces is a continuing budget crisis that prevents many programs that otherwise can make an impact in our community from actually taking place. My office has been very innovative in getting around the budget problems. I'll just give you a couple examples. In the last 4 years, we've expanded our community service worker program. These are low-level, typically first-time offenders who violate the law. Rather than spending time in court to prosecute them, we give them an opportunity to do community service. They can pick up trash in the parks, paint out graffiti. They can help weed at the Martin Luther King Peace Garden, clean out the bathrooms at the beaches under supervision of our parks and rec workers. In the last 4 years, over 80,000 hours of community service work has been performed by the CSW workers directed by our office. That allows the city's taxpayer dollars to go further by having these people do work that otherwise other people would do. And it also reduces the cost to the court system, the police, and my office, and allows us to focus our attention on more urgent issues such as the gang problem here in Long Beach. It's those types of innovative programs that I think are necessary. And we as the government, yeah, I'm a lawyer, but I'm from the government too. We have to be creative and innovative. We cannot do things the same way we've done in the past and expect there to be money to pay for it. We have to be innovative. And my office has been a model of innovation for 4 years. We've done a lot of things that have been creative, new, and different. And other prosecuting agencies are looking at what we do as a model for them to take action as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Rosemary?
Yes. As city prosecutor, what I would do as if I took office would be to place more emphasis on victims' rights and protecting the victim. I have known people here in Long Beach who unfortunately have found themselves the victims of crime and been damaged or injured, and there are very little resources that are offered to them. There's very little follow-up, and they have to go to court sometimes repeatedly because defendants won't appear, and then they get a court order and they're supposed to enforce it themselves. I think the city prosecutor's office should create a unit or assign people to help victims to get full restitution and full payment on any damages that they get and get assistance from the city prosecutor's office in order to get those orders enforced, whether it requires garnishing wages of the defendants or garnishing their taxes and attaching whatever lottery winnings that they may have. And that could be paid for by the defendants themselves. There are costs that those costs can be borne by the folks who are responsible for injuries to victims, and the victims can be sure that the prosecutor's office under Rosemary Chavez will be fighting for them every day. Additionally, I think the city prosecutor's office should fight for having deputies who will stay here, prosecuting attorneys who will stay in the city of Long Beach and use their experience and their familiarity with this city and not move on to other agencies. We need to learn how to retain people. I understand that the city prosecutor's office is generally staffed at 22 attorneys. Now it's down to about 15 with some augmentation by volunteer attorneys, and that isn't sufficient to really well serve all the people in this community. We really need to have an office where the prosecutors are trained and skilled enough and that they will keep their experience and knowledge here in Long Beach, and that we're not training prosecutors to take their experience and their knowledge to other agencies. Thank you.
So we have a rebuttal chip from Doug.
Our two questions are over with, right?
I don't have a rebuttal, but I get to use that for 30 seconds, don't I?
1 minute.
I just wanted to tell people I don't really have a bottle. I have a handout in the back, though. If you want more information, there's a very colorful flyer out there. It's an invitation to a neighborhood coffee. 4 years ago when I ran for office the first time, I knocked on a lot of doors, and I held a series of neighborhood coffees in every part of the city. So I'm running for re-election, and guess what? I'm knocking on a lot of doors, and I'm having a lot of neighborhood coffees all over the city of Long Beach. This happens to be one that's actually being held by a neighborhood association leader on the other side of town, but I wanted to invite everyone to it. So it's an invitation, and it's some information about my office. So does that count as my rebuttal?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Rosemary, you have a chit left also. You are welcome to speak for a minute.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, this is before the closing statements, because you will have closing statements.
Yes. Thank you very much. I have been a prosecutor for the city of Los Angeles for over 26 years. In that time, I became expert at prosecuting DUI cases primarily and a lot of vehicle code violations, and they become very nuanced and complicated. Fully, almost 25% of the cases that are handled by the city prosecutor's office have to deal with DUI drivers, people who are impaired, and all the other various vehicle code violations from driving with a suspended license to driving with no license. I have trained many prosecutors on how to properly prosecute and file those cases. I want to offer all that experience to the people of the city of Long Beach, and it's going to become a more urgent need. It's going to become a bigger priority as marijuana use becomes more prevalent. We need to instruct people while it's appropriate to use marijuana, if your doctor says it's going to help your condition, I'm all for that. But we need to train the officers to properly recognize when that drug is causing impairment. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosemary. Okay, so that concludes the prepared questions for our short session. And now we do have two-minute closing statements by each candidate. And the order will be Rosemary and then Doug.
Well, I have been prosecuting misdemeanor cases for over 26 years, and I'm kind of sorry to say I've put a lot of people in jail. But I'm not sure that that's the role of a prosecutor. I really think that the chief prosecutor is the gatekeeper, the person who ensures that justice is meted out to everyone in the community. It's the prosecutor who polices the police and ensures that they're following the law and respecting the rights of every individual in the city, whether they live here or whether they come from some other community. It's the prosecutor's job to see that the community is made safe, because we use the ability and the power to charge very judiciously. A prosecutor can be a social worker with a hammer and can make real change in the community. I have seen many people, after they've been convicted of a DUI and forced into drug treatment or alcohol treatment, change their lives around and become real contributors to the community and a real asset to the neighborhood. You can't just label someone a criminal because of a bad day and a bad decision, and that's what misdemeanors can be. Certainly there are very serious cases, and those should be handled seriously. There are times when misdemeanors give rise to other information and maybe they become felonies, and those folks go and they're subject to the district attorney's jurisdiction. But as a misdemeanor prosecutor, I could really make the community much safer and ensure that the officers are trained to properly detect folks who are driving under the influence, who are walking around impaired, and find a way to address all the problems that face the city of Long Beach. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosemary. And Doug, your closing statement, please.
Well, it is an honor to be here. I want to thank you for having me, and I want to thank you for your attention during the forum tonight. As you know, one of the things I wanted to focus on in my first term is gang prevention, both through suppression efforts and also by intervening at the earliest stages, because gang members are being introduced to the gang life as early as 12 years of age, 13 years of age. They're being recruited very young. I want to continue that work. The reason I'm running for re-election is because there's more work to do. My office has had a lot of success, and I say my office, I don't take credit for those successes. I have a lot of hard-working men and women, and we've got great partners with the police department and the school district. It's not all my office, and it certainly isn't all me, and it's you. It's the people in this community that help make Long Beach a safer, better city for all of us. The reason so many people are supporting me for re-election, and if you look at my endorsement list, you'll see it's a wide variety from Governor George Duke Majan, who our courthouse is now named for, to the current mayor and four previous mayors, to the district attorney, Jackie Lacey, and the past district attorney, Steve Cooley, a number of organizations across the political spectrum and all across our city. And the reason they're supporting me, I think, is because they believe in Long Beach. And they know that Long Beach's best days may be ahead of her, but it's going to take a lot of work. And so this election, I want you to think about, whoever gets elected, I want you to redouble your efforts. Work with your neighborhood association. Work with the organizations that you're involved in. And remember that this is your city. This is our city. And working together, we can make it the best city it can possibly be. Thank you very much.